I would like to read two verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One compiled by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and the other one from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra, one of the Vedic literatures, which so perfectly glorifies the position, the nature, and the characteristic of Srimati Radharani. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva, Kanta Shiromani. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda, and the crest jewel of all his consorts. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kantihi Sammohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Srimati Radharani Ki. This glorification was not out of ecstasy, but just to relieve my tension and anxiety and pray for Srimati Radharani's mercy that I may successfully execute this challenging service to speak this evening. It is challenging for three reasons. Number one, understanding the true glory and the auspiciousness of this day. Secondly, speaking about such an exalted personality whose subject matter even Srila Shukadeva Goswami does not directly mention in the crest jewel of all Vedic literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam, for fear that it may be misunderstood by the sages who have gathered there, and also for the reason that he may go into ecstasy and he will not be able to complete his rendering of Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of Parikshit Maharaj. And thirdly, also, speaking to an audience at this temple, especially some local satellite centers, I don't mind talking 3 hours. But here we have amongst us many, many devotees who are like the storehouse of Radha Tattva and Radha's pastimes. And so therefore, for materially conditioned souls who calculate as to what would be actually something new, something different to speak, or it is a very difficult service. However, it is said in bhakti, it is like pouring water of the Ganga into the Ganga. Best way to worship Mother Ganga is you stand waist deep in Mother Ganga, hold her water in your hands, pray, and express your gratitude to Mother Ganga and offer the water to her. What have you done is nothing big, but you have achieved something very big. She is pleased by the attitude of gratitude that you have expressed through this mood of worshipping. So in that way, whatever I have heard from many of you, I will try to offer it back on this auspicious day, and hopefully all of you will accept. Srimati Radharani may be pleased. One of the reasons I reluctantly but eagerly accepted this service when it was asked is also because at least it helped me to absorb myself in the wonderful qualities, beautiful pastimes, and also generally I tend to focus on what could we actually learn from Srimati Radharani's disposition, her nature, her quality, and her service, and her teachings through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, for the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is one of the most auspicious days. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can truly appreciate the position and the nature and the qualities and the mercy of Srimati Radharani and the glory of Srimati Radharani. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to understand the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. What is it about himself that she experiences so much? The happiness that she experiences while serving Krishna. And so therefore, through Mahaprabhu, it is very easy to understand Srimati Radharani. And without Mahaprabhu, it is practically impossible. As we were hearing this morning, people have no conception, or they have whatever conception is a misconception. Mostly. Hardly very few have real understanding of the glory and the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Few years back, there was one lady who was interviewing for a TV, this Radhashtami festival, and the first question, three questions that she asked made it very clear. She said, I heard Krishna, she was not married to Krishna. Is it true? I heard she was older to Krishna. Is it true? And why is Radhashtami not as famous as Janmashtami? These are the three questions she put forward. Then I had to systematically explain to her all these three, systematically, one by one, I took up this question and I had to explain and answer her satisfactorily. But especially this third, why is Radhashtami not as famous? Because this is very, very confidential. In Gita, there's only one or two verses which mention Srimati Radharani. We'll discuss what we learn from that. In Bhagavatam, just five chapters mentions the activities, but indirectly mentions Srimati Radharani. Only the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not only she mentioned, but her qualities, her glory is brought out very, very significantly. So, Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajabadhu Varginaya Kalpita. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. That the worship, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya, the supreme most worshipable Lord is Sri Krishna, no one else. Ramadi Murti Shukalani. Every other expansion is ultimately coming from Him. This is not we, the ISKCON people are saying, the Hare Krishna people are saying. This is what Vyasadeva says in the crest jewel of the Samambonam of His compositions. All the compositions. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. At the culmination of His career, so to say, He wrote this. And there He says, Ete chamsakala apamsaha, ete cha amshakala, expansion on expansion, but Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And that Krishna's non-different expansion, or His own self expanded into two, that is Srimati Radharani, Govinda Anandini, one who gives pleasure. Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. And she is able to, Krishna is Madan Mohan, she is Madan Mohan Mohini. Govinda Sarvasva, she is the be all and end all of Govinda. He knows no one but her. Even in Dwarka, sitting amongst all these queens, at night even he is always speaking about, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe. Uddhava understood this. Sarvakanta Shiromani. So, this is Mahaprabhu's teachings. That's why Vasudev Datta prayed in this beautiful composition, Jodi Gaur na hoito, tobe ki hoito. Kaimone dharitam de, Radhar mohima, prema raso sima, jagate janato ke. Jodi Gaur na hoito, he had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not come, tobe ki hoito. How would I have known Radhar mohima? One is her glory and prema rasa seema. We speak. Nobody, actually most of us are absorbed in religion for dharmartha kama moksha. What to speak of prema pumartho mahan. But amongst in that prema, that stage by stage, adav shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anarthi nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, bhava, prema. But after prema, there are 8 more stages. I don't want to name because it may make you giddy. And in this way, raga, anuraga and ultimately mahabhav. And she is the mahabhava swarupa. So love of God, it's anartha nivritti itself we are struggling. Sadhu sangha to maintain. Adav shraddha tada sadhu sangha, then start the bhajana kriya. To maintain bhajana kriya, we can't maintain sadhu sangha for a long time. What to speak of bhava prema? And then what to speak of mana, pranaya, etc., etc. And then already hearing about it, we feel giddy. What to speak of achieving it? So, therefore, for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the most auspicious day. Whenever I say this, one time one person came and asked me, Prabhuji, Janmashtami also you said this is the most auspicious day. Gaur Purnima also the lecture was told that this is the most auspicious day. What to speak of Nityananda Trayodashi, this is the most auspicious day. So Prabhuji, how to understand which is the most auspicious day? So, why do we say this is the most auspicious day? And really, it is a fact. This is the most auspicious day. One time, there were a group of devotees who went for a yatra with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj to Kurukshetra. And they were all sitting at that spot where Krishna spoke the Gita to Arjun. Still there. The trees there, just under which Krishna spoke the Gita on that battle of Kurukshetra. It was there. It's not symbolical. It's actually there, that spot. And Maharaj is speaking about Krishna and Gita. And then at the beginning he said, today we are sitting at the holiest of all holy places. And then he went on to speak the whole lecture. At the end, one devotee raised his hand. If I remember right, it was Rohini Nandan Prabhu. And he said, Maharaj, in Mayapur, when we were sitting at that particular spot, you said, this is the holiest of all holy places. Somebody said, yeah, Vrindavan also, he said, nah, this is the holiest of all. So, same thing. How do we understand? And so Maharaj, in his usual way, looked and smiled. And after smiling, he said, when we are here, this is the holiest of all holy places. So, today, it is the most auspicious day for us. And during Gaur Purnima, that will be. Not today. See, we have to live for today. That's more important. Past is a history. Future is a mystery. Focusing on present is the secret of victory. So, so let us focus today. And let us try to understand. When we say today is the most auspicious day, this moment is the most auspicious moment, what do we mean by that? And how do we actually understand it, and not just understand but really take full advantage of this? What do we mean when we say it is the most auspicious day? Which means take full advantage of the most auspicious benediction that is available today. That's the whole idea. The most auspicious benediction is available today. So when we receive that benediction, that becomes the auspicious day. Generally you ask people, what is the most auspicious day? They say, my birthday. Because I was born, most auspicious. That's not auspicious. That is the day we entered into the prison house of bodily existence. Go to Bhaikala, in the prison house. A fellow who is sentenced to 20 years. Suppose he went inside on July 15th, 2007. Do you think he will celebrate July 15, 2008, first anniversary of entrance into prison house? It's not an auspicious day. That is the day he entered into this prison house. So the day we entered into this material existence, the day we entered into this material body, foolishly people may consider auspicious. That is the beginning of all inauspiciousness. Truly speaking. Or somebody may say, the day I got a lottery or the stock market suddenly rose, that is the most auspicious day. Beginning of all anxiety. Or the day I got my certificate, convocation, when I received so much education. But Kunti Devi says, Janmaishwarya Sutra Srivir Edhamana Madhapuman. If these things, which we materially consider auspicious, if it takes us away from the Lord, it is the most inauspicious. Time, it is an inauspicious event, it is the most inauspicious situation. Anything that makes us forget the Lord and get disconnected from the Lord, that is most inauspicious. However auspicious or inauspicious it may seem from a material point of view. And the day you get connected to Krishna, the day you get remembrance of Krishna, it is the most auspicious day. Whether materially speaking it is inauspicious or auspicious, whatever situation, whatever circumstance brought you to connection with Krishna, to be connected with Krishna, that is auspiciousness. That is actually auspiciousness. Just like the hair or the nails. Now, nail is basically dead, especially when it extends beyond the pinkish connection with the finger. it becomes gray in color, it's dead. Or the hair when it grows, it's basically dead matter. When it is connected to the head, you decorate it, put some auspicious signs. But the same hair or nail, when it is disconnected, it is so obnoxious, you don't even want to touch it. You take bath after you touch it. But before that, you take bath and then touch it. Just the difference. Why? Why is it all auspicious? It's connected to the body. Similarly, Krishna says, Mamayvamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Every living entity is my eternal part and parcel. Eternally. And having forgotten that, we have come here. So the day we forgot him, the day we turned our back to him, the day we came into this material world, that is the beginning of all inauspiciousness. And in inauspiciousness, sometimes it is auspiciously inauspicious, sometimes it is inauspiciously inauspicious. It's all inauspicious. But the day you get connected with Krishna, through a person, through an event, through a circumstance, through a situation, through a book, whatever, it is auspicious all the way. Auspiciously auspicious or inauspiciously auspicious. Sometimes forced situation. Krishna says in the Gita, four kinds of people come to me. Artho, jigyasu, artharthi, jnani. Doesn't matter for whatever you come. But if you are able to get connected, how do we get connected? We get connected through bhakti. Bhakta and Bhagavan are eternal. And their only connection is through bhakti. These are the only three eternal things. Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. Everything else is temporary. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate. So there is this eternal connection with the Lord. So the real auspicious day are two. Krishna Bhakti Janma Moola Hai Sadhu Sangha. Where does bhakti take birth? Where is the mother of bhakti? Janani. Janani means one who gives birth. So, what is the root of bhakti? Krishna bhakti janma moola hoy sadhu sangha. The day you met a devotee of the Lord, a pure devotee of the Lord, or his representative, whether you know it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you appreciate it or not, it is the most auspicious day of our life. The day we started chanting the holy name, the day we started, or the day we came to the temple of the Lord to hear from the devotees, the devote to speak of the day we got connected officially through initiation. These are all the most auspicious days of our life, truly speaking, from a spiritual point of view. And any other day when that connection is reinforced in a very predominant way, that is the most auspicious day. And that is this. These days are very special. Every day is special. Every moment is auspicious, provided you remember Krishna. The moment you remember the Lord, that moment, that place, that situation, that circumstance, apavitraha pavitrova sarvavastham gatobiva, yah smaret pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara shuchi. A person gets purified, a person feels connected, and any situation, he's blissful. And the moment, whatever things make us forget Krishna, that is all inauspiciousness. So truly speaking, today is the day, for those of you who have come for the first time, it is the most auspicious day, whether you know it or not. Before you know, you will realize later, not now. Hopefully, soon. And for those of us who are still there and not be able to appreciate the auspiciousness, if we can somehow have the right attitude of gratitude and approach and somehow understand how to access and access this mercy that's available today, potentially it is the most auspicious day. Otherwise it is just, so it is very auspicious day. We may make a statement just like that. In Krishna consciousness, you begin with something and end with, you know, particular statement. But truly to appreciate. So it's a fact for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. It is the most auspicious day because this day is the day, it is the day of the most predominant personality of bhakti, who gives bhakti without any consideration. Krishna gave so many conditions. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarvapapya. First do this and this and this, and then I will give this. But the same Lord, when he comes in Shriman Mahaprabhu's mood, Radharani's mood, he actually exhibits patra apatra dekhe na dekhe sthana sthan. He didn't see qualification. He didn't see the place. Nothing. Whomever he saw, take it. People were running away. Forcefully they were caught. Drowned. Like a flood. Sometimes when the flood comes, some people try to run away, but flood overtakes them. So similarly, he flooded. This is Radharani's mood. What to speak of if we come all the way and stand and pray? We are running away nearby also, we will drown. What to speak of coming here? What to speak of appreciating, understanding and consciously making an endeavor to please her by whatever means possible. Also, bhakti is immediately the first two benefits of bhakti is kleshagni shubhada. Shubhada means all auspicious. And kleshagni, why auspicious? Because through this process of bhakti, all inauspiciousness goes away from the root. Not only the sinful reactions, which is already manifest. We have a particular kind of body with a particular kind of intelligence, with a particular kind of, which not all of us appreciate fully. Making a best use of the bad bargain. But everything, what is manifest, what is not manifest, potentially dying, dormant, everything is burned to ashes the moment we get connected to bhakti. Klesha agni. What is more auspicious? What can be more auspicious? When you have a facility by which billions of lifetimes of contamination, which is stored in our heart in various levels of development, everything is burned to ashes. Klesha agni. And the second installment, which comes in the two installments come together. Klesha agni and shubhada. Shubhada means Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. First is Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, Chetodarpanam Arjanam. And next, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. All auspiciousness begin. Whether we actually understand it or not. So it's a fact. So, and what is bhakti? Smartavya sadanam vishnur vismartavya no jatuchit sarve vidhi nishedya asur etayoreva kinkara. All that we do, do's and don'ts, bhakti is all about, scriptures are all about do's and don'ts. Do this, 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 don't do this, 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 this. And the essence of all do's is just remember the Lord. And the essence of all don'ts is, don't forget the Lord. In essence, both are same actually. The don't means, don't do something which will make you forget the Lord. Do only those things which is helps you to remember the Lord. Why remember the Lord? And why don't do something which will make you forget the Lord? Because, as Bhagavatam explains, Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavya dheya pujyascha nityada. Dheya. Why kirtanam, shravanam, all, why we hear and why we chant? So that we can remember the Lord. Easy way to remember. You are hearing, you are absorbed now, remembering. When you are chanting, hopefully we try to remember the Lord at that time. Why remembrance? Yad anudhya asina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam. Remembrance of the Lord is like a sword, powerful sword. And you use the sword to cut and destroy your enemy. Remembrance of the Lord is a powerful sword. And what does it do? What does it cut? What does it destroy? What has it the potential? Yad anudhya asina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam chindanti. All the bondage it can cut. Therefore, at the time of initiation, which is the most auspicious day of our life for whoever has been initiated, and hopefully we'll continue to make it auspicious, we are told to take 3 vows minimum. Number 1, to chant the Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds on the beads regularly. Why? Because that helps us to remember the Lord at least for 1.5 to 2 hours a day, focused. And then we say no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. No. That means don't do this. At least the beginning of all the don'ts. Beginning with become a human being first. Don't do animalistic activity. And then we say, we will serve in this mission in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. Which is our natural constitutional position. Servant of whom? Millions of lifetimes we have been the servant of the senses. Now we say, servant of Lord Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu's teachings. That is Srimati Radharani's gift to us. So if we understand what is our connection, actually, just like, again, coming back to the hair and the nails, one is a pinkish part, another one is a grayish part. What is the connecting part? The tip. Or the hair is connected to the scalp. As long as it's connected, it is alive. Is it alive or dead, hair? If you say dead, I don't agree because it grows. Dead things don't grow. But if it's not alive, that is our situation. Achintya bheda abheda tattva. The moment we get disconnected, we are fully dead, flapping around for some time. Dead body flapping around for some time. But the moment we get connected, even though this body is dead, but if the spirit is connected, we become alive. And that connection is given by Srimati Radharani, only by her mercy. So, she can, if our life has become auspicious, it's only because of her mercy. Only because of her mercy. Krishna is the enjoyer. We have to serve Krishna. But Srimati Radharani is the supremely enjoyed, the greatest, the best service, servitor of Krishna. And she teaches how to serve Krishna. And by serving Krishna, we actually get connected. So therefore, it's a fact. We can justify and say, today is the most auspicious day, provided we actually understand and vow for the strength, make prayers for the strength, for the blessings of the strength and her mercy, so that we can continue to remain connected and make our life auspicious. So that's why Bhagavad Gita says, Moghasha, Mogha Karmado, Mogha Jnana, Rakshasim, Asurim, Chaiva, Prakriti, Mohinim, Shita. When you get connected with external energy, that means get disconnected from Krishna, then everything is futile. But Mahatmanastumam Partha, Daivim, Prakritim, Ashrita. This refers to Radharani in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivim, Prakritim, Ashrita. So in the whole of Bhagavad Gita, there is one mention of Srimati Radharani, indirect. By her action, we have to take shelter, it says, of Daivim Prakriti. And that internal energy, the personification of that is Srimati Radharani. So, Sarva Lakshmi Mai Prokta. It's very interesting. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when I was reading, when Krishna was born at the the prison house of Kamsa, his sister Yogamaya was born in Yashoda's place, and they were transferred. And when Kamsa was about to kill this girl, she flew from her hand, from his hand. She went into the sky, gave the prediction what's going to happen, and then she distributed herself in so many places. And there are 12 names: Durga, Katyayini, so many like that, Sharada, Ambika, Chandika, and different names are there. 12 names, and one of the name is Vaishnavi. And Shripad Vallabhacharya gives commentary, and he says there are two. This Vaishnavi, where these different forms are worshipped. Kanyaka is worshipped in Kanyakumari. Sharada is worshipped in the North India, this place, that place. And she say, and he says, Vaishnavi is Mahalakshmi being worshipped at Kolhapur and some of his followers in Mumbai. We are worshipping Mahalakshmi, but actually he puts her under the category of Durga. How is it? She is actually Mahalakshmi. Kolhapur is Mahalakshmi temple. Here we have Mahalakshmi. When you approach Shakti, praying to become Shaktiman, then she becomes Durga. But when you approach her, when you approach Shakti to serve the Shaktiman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then she becomes Radharani. Then she becomes Lakshmi, and as you develop pure love for Krishna, the same Lakshmi will become Srimati Radharani. In Aishwarya Bhav, she will serve as Lakshmi, mother, but in this she becomes actually Radharani, Srimati Radharani. She gives direct entrance to serve the Shaktiman in its natural, spontaneous loving way. So this is the, there is only one Shakti, Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Reka. Vividhaiva Shruyate, Parasya Shakti, Vividhaiva. She is the supreme Shakti. And Krishna is the supreme Shaktiman. They are inseparable. Just like the fire and its heat is inseparable, the musk and its smell are inseparable, Radha and Krishna are inseparable. And if you really want to please the Shaktiman, the only way is through Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we always say Hare Krishna. There are two kinds of Shaktas: Durga Shakta and Shuddha Shakta. Durga Shakta means those who worship to become Shaktiman, to ask something material so that I can enjoy. But we pray to Shuddha Shaktas. Never worship Lakshmi alone. When you worship Lakshmi alone, it's like a Ravana mentality. Only wanting Sita, Ram, you stay outside. Because I want to enjoy Sita. That is Durga. She becomes the cause of destruction of not only you, but your whole dynasty. She becomes Chanchala. She can't stay. Because she fixedly stays closer to the Supreme Lord as on his Vakshasthala. So, when we approach for serving, that is Srimati Radharani. She is the best servant, and she also is expert teacher. Expert teacher. And she came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to please Krishna. So easy. A good teacher makes the subject matter very easy. Mahaprabhu and good teacher, the best teacher is which makes the toughest subject matter most easy. The most confidential subject matter, love of Radha and Krishna, unknown, unexperienced by even demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Anantadev could not understand. Lord Shiva went mad when he understood the actual glory. Narada Muni totally went crazy. And that matter is made simply, cheaply. Ararnamaiva kevalam kalavunastev gatiran. What I should do, Prabhuji? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So simple. It is too simple. That is the problem. Because we are not so simple. When things are made very simple, we take it very lightly. This is the gift of Srimati Radharani. When she came, or Krishna, when he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he not only plundered that emotion, but he distributed it freely. So that is about Krishna, Srimati Radharani in Bhagavad Gita, which helps us to connect, be connected and make our life very auspicious. How does Srimati Radharani appear in Bhagavatam? Not in the first 9 cantos. Prabhupada writes in the purport, in one particular purport. From first canto to 9th canto, if you read very carefully, scrutinizingly and properly, at the end of 9th canto, you will be self-realized. So if you have read the 9 cantos, go and stand in front of the mirror and see if you have a halo around your head. If you are really trying to apply, then you become fit to enter the 10th canto. That is why Prabhupada was so critical for people who foolishly, in the name of professional Bhagavad Sapta, directly go to 10th canto. Don't touch upon it. So foolish. Why? It is so, that is taking things cheaply or very easily. Sahajiya. Sahaj. Take it very cheaply. Why? Who won't like? Suppose I want a house on the 17th floor of a building. Then I say, why make 16 floors? First I'll start from 17th floor. Has it ever worked that somebody, big, some constructor, contractor, he says, upar se shuru karte. Kyun? Foundation ka lafda nahi. लैंड खरीदने का भी प्रॉब्लम नहीं, गड्ढा खोदने की जरूरत नहीं, सिर्फ घर बनाना, रहना. Who won't like sea view, whole Mumbai view? But the problem is, it won't stand. It won't stand. Therefore, first canto is the foundation. But it is painful work. You have to go up, but first you have to go down. Dig a hole. Lot of money should be spent in the foundation. Books are the basis, Prabhupada said. Why? Because if it is not based on philosophy, then this building will not stand. This is very, very sahaja. Sahaja, hey Radhe. Anyone can do that. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji would, when somebody will just, sahajiyas will come and all, hey, and suddenly they start crying and all that. He would say, this is like a barren woman who has stuffed something on on her belly, and she's having a labor pain. Ah, ooh! All your ah, ooh will not give birth to the child. Because you are a barren woman, you have not been impregnated and you have not waited for 9 months. Similarly, unless we have a guru who impregnates our heart with the foundation of devotional service and build gradually on it, Adav Shraddha, he builds faith. In the association of faithful devotees, you develop faith. He lays the foundation of faith in your heart, and after that he gradually builds it up. 14 planetary systems, 14 floors of Karma Kanda, 15th floor of Jnana Kanda of Brahma Jyoti, 16th floor of Vaikuntha and the 17th floor of Goloka Vrindavan. You have to gradually build up and understand and gradually reach that platform. So, therefore, we don't discuss these subject matters so deeply, some just in terms of pastime. Because, as Prabhupada gave that example of a cow who was once in a shed and the shed got fire, caught fire, and the cow was so scared because all the four sides there were fire. And suddenly one wall collapsed and she ran from there. But she developed a phobia of fire. Wherever she would see red, she would start running. Even a red painted wall. Because she had seen that red flames of the fire. Similarly, to the eyes, to the heart in this world, which is so filled with deep rooted lust, where woman or the opposite sex means to be enjoyed. And then you come in the temple, oh, man and woman, mere ko maloom hai kya kar rahe ho. I understand, you don't have to tell me. I know. What is the relationship? So it's that same mentality. Mulla ki daud masjid tak. Same mentality we try to impose upon Radha and Krishna. Therefore, it is not touched upon by Sukadeva Goswami also till the 10th canto by building in the first 9 cantos. So, and in that particular also, even in that Ras Leela, beautiful pastimes that take place, even in those the five, it's called Rasa Panchadhyaya. Only there, the gopis and Srimati Radharani's name is indirectly mentioned. In Bhagavatam, there is no mention of Srimati Radharani. Her name is not even mentioned. Only in those five chapters, 29th to 34th chapter, Rasa Panchadhyaya. And where Krishna invites the gopis by playing on his flute, Vamshivat, and the gopis, whatever they are doing, all, everything they leave and run to Krishna in the middle of the night, right into the jungle, with a desire to please him and to serve him. Absolutely with the only desire to please Krishna, not for their pleasure, not for their enjoyment. And Krishna, after talking to them and after walking with them for some time, etc., only when just when they are about to have this Ras Leela, Krishna disappears. And with only Srimati Radharani. And then they make this statement. Anaya aradhito nunam. Anaya aradhita. Anaya aradhita. Aradhana. This word Radharani. Radha comes from the word aradhana. Aradhana means to worship. Real worship is not to put your list of wants in front. My Lord, give me this and this and this and this. And you know. Sukasampati ghar ave kasht mite tanaka. Jai Jagadish Hari. So we are worshipping. But the whole focus is on me. What will I get at the end of the day? Real worship is to please the beloved. And other than pleasing the beloved, there is actually nothing else in the consciousness. Absolutely nothing. That is a very high level of devotion. That is why Srimati Radharani attracts Krishna. Whole world is attracted to Cupid. But Cupid is attracted to Krishna. Therefore he is called Madan Mohan. Whole world, if they really understand, it's natural for iron filings to be attracted to the magnet. But Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She attracts the super magnet. He becomes restless if he cannot associate with her. And this association is not for enjoying, but actually to serve. Both are trying to enliven, serve and please each other. It is very difficult for us to understand in this world. Very difficult. Because there is nothing like, no example also exists. Unless a pure devotee comes and says, really? Such a thing can happen? Actually, the Sankirtan is the Rasalila. Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan is also Rasalila. It's very difficult for two people to stay together in one house. Either you or me. I can't see your face early morning every day. So difficult. But Prabhupada created a house in which the whole world can live. This is where we come together with the sole purpose of glorifying the Lord and purifying our existence. Then that is Rasalila. That's why Mahaprabhu's, in that there's a picture where Krishna's Rasalila, and under that is the picture of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan in that same posture. And Srimati Radharani's place is occupied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Anaya Radhito Nunam Yanno Vihaya Govinda. Krishna left all of us, the gopis are saying, and he went away with Srimati Radharani. She, her worship, certainly this gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with Hari that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Now, we may not be on that platform, but at least we can begin to worship the all-powerful personality of Godhead or his bona fide representatives, so that we can please him in some way. One devotee was expressing, Prabhupada disciple was once expressing how one time Srila Prabhupada in the West, he visited one particular city and so many devotees came to see him. From the airport he came and then he sat down, he gave the darshan, and there were so many devotees sitting, and Prabhupada said, where is Jayananda Prabhu? And everyone was surprised. All these people have come to see Prabhupada, get his darshan, and Prabhupada is eagerly looking for, where is Jayananda? All are sitting, so many devotees are sitting, where is Jayananda? Because he had heard how much he was trying to serve and please Srila Prabhupada and extending himself. He came all the way and he's looking for him. And sure enough, he was busy somewhere doing so many other activities to facilitate so that people can take advantage of Srila Prabhupada's association and have a nice festival, Rath Yatra festival. So it's very interesting that everyone is running towards Krishna, but Krishna is attracted to Srimati Radharani. Without her, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam. He says, all this is useless. This person, where is this person? So it's very interesting. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way he wants to see you. We don't see for our pleasure. We come here so to be seen by the Lord. I remember one time here, just behind, I was sitting upstairs near Tulsi and I was chanting, and I saw two boys from college standing upstairs and peeping into the room of Radhanath Swami Maharaj from top. The door was open and from top they were trying to. And I was feeling a little uneasy, and then I little became angry. I said, come here, what are you doing? Nahi, darshan ke liye aaya. I said, this is the way to have darshan? Tomorrow you in your bathroom, I will come and have darshan. You like it? Do you like that darshan? Nahi, 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 Prabhuji. I said, what do you mean? This is the way to have darshan? Darshan means when he says, yes, come on, I am ready to give darshan. I am ready, I want to. Darshan is a time when the curtain opens, he is ready to give himself. Come on, Yes, I am here for you. And that time we should stand there to be seen by him, not to see him. What is the point in seeing? Duryodhan saw Krishna. Hiranyakashipu saw Lord Narasimhadev. Ravana saw Lord Ram. What is the use of seeing? Unless you want to serve, what is the use of seeing? So actually, therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see Krishna. Krishna is there everywhere. But try to serve Krishna. When he wants to see you, he will remove the curtain. The curtain is not in your hand. Mama Maya. He has the curtain. He has to pull the curtain, then he will see you. You will see him. Otherwise, Pashyanapina Pashyati. You see, but you don't see. So we have to serve. And therefore, Srimati Radharani serves in such a way and trains us how to serve that we can actually. Therefore, Prabhupada defined bhakti. This is also very interesting. Prabhupada defines everywhere bhakti as devotional service. Nowhere he says devotion. There are so many books I have read. Bhakti means devotion. No. It is devotional service. Devotion, mere devotion without service is sahajiyaism. Radhe, radhe, radhe. And then smoke bidi and have sex. 22 hours radhe, radhe. And the next 2 hours have illicit sex and smoke bidi. This is what the sahajiyas do. They exhibit only devotion without practical service. And mere service without devotion, that is Mayavad. Eventually ending up in philanthropical work. Opening hospitals, opening schools. Without devotion. That everyone is doing it. So therefore, in that service, devotion has to be maintained and devotion has to be substantiated by practical service. That is bhakti. And that's exactly what Srimati Radharani teaches. And Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha, it's quoted by one Burijan Prabhu in one place, not Burijan Prabhu, another devotee, Prabhupada disciple, Prabhupada's godbrother. He says, Krishna has put ananda in our heart, Sachid ananda. That ananda is nothing but a part of Srimati Radharani, Ladini Shakti. He has put in everyone's heart. It is there. Love of God is dormant in everyone. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem, personification of Krishna Prem is Srimati Radharani. So Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, a tiny portion of that is there in everyone's heart. It's created in such a way. And by cultivating it, we can capture the Lord in the heart. He becomes captured. He invests that part. And when you cultivate it, he becomes captured in that heart. Therefore, service is so pleasing. Even if you ask people, what do you want? What is the goal of life? To become happy. How do you become happy? That is the million-dollar question. Many people don't know. They think to become happy means to possess things. That's not true. People who have possessing everything are miserable, most lonely, can't trust anyone. What to speak of loving, they can't even trust. Because they don't know what is the motive behind this person, why is he coming? Krishna is surrounded by Prema Madhuri, which is not even there with Narayan. There are four qualities of Krishna and one of them is Prema Madhuri. Prema Madhuri means surrounded by a whole of Braj Bhumi is nothing but Prema Bhaktas who at the drop of a hat they are ready to give their life for Krishna and therefore Krishna is ready to give his life for them. If you have one person in your life who is ready to give his life for you, and you are ready to give life for that person, you are the most richest person. You are really rich. You are really wealthy. We can't. Can we say, even if you, it's very fortunate if you have even one person who is ready to give everything. One time Srila Prabhupada, Malati Mataji was telling, one time Srila Prabhupada was speaking to a reporter, and the reporter asked, "Swamiji, how is it that these people are ready to do anything for you? These people who are so rebellious, they won't listen to their parents. They walked away from their homes. Totally rebellious. In fact, they had a formula, never trust anyone above 30 years. In the 60s, these hippies, they had a formula, never trust anyone. And Prabhupada was 70. How is it that these people are sold out? They're ready to do anything for you. Prabhupada, in a very humble, they're ready to give their life for you. And it's a fact. Go to China, went to China. Go to England, went. They didn't even ask money. Go. Next thinking, where to go, that's a different. They left. Surprising. So this reporter was shocked and surprised that these people were totally so obedient, so much completely ready to do anything. So they asked Prabhupada, "How is it?" He said, very humbly but frankly, he said, "Because I am ready to give my life for them." And he did it. He risked his life. He had two major heart attacks. But he went on the order of his guru to give his life to that mission. And anyone who showed any inclination, he was ready to give his life for them. And therefore, Paramatma in their heart guided them. This person, as Malati Mataji another time expressed, during the initiation ceremony, before the initiation, first time, they would see Prabhupada, who was, you know, moving his eyebrows. And when he would speak, they wouldn't understand. His language was so highly accented, Bengali accent. Many of them couldn't even understand what he was telling. And the language was so esoteric. Krishna, three modes of nature. Very difficult. But still, and they would just watch his eyebrows moving and how nostrils flaring. But one thing in the heart of heart, all of these people knew. This person has not come to cheat us. So, to be surrounded by such personalities, even if you have one person, what to speak of? You have multitudes. Krishna is always surrounded by all the Brajavasis. For their whole life is nothing but pleasing Krishna. So, people want to be happy, but they don't want to serve. This is the problem. They don't know the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is to serve. There is a Chinese proverb. If you want to be happy for 1 hour, take a nap. Go to sleep. 1 hour happiness. If you want happiness for 1 day, go to Chopati, go to a forest, go to a beach. If you want happiness for 1 month, get married. No further comments. If you want to be happy forever, this is Chinese proverb, I'm not saying it. If you want to be happy forever, serve others. There's a lot of wisdom in this. When you take service, it satisfies your senses. It may satisfy your mind flickeringly for some time. It may satisfy your ego. I am taking service. But when you render service, the soul is satisfied. The senses are struggling. The mind is resisting. The ego is rebelling. But nevertheless, when we serve, what to speak of spiritual? Not even Krishna in the center. Just serving others. Why do people, Prabhupada in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the beginning he writes, everyone, there is a mellow in trying to serve. People serve their family. People serve their community. People serve their nation. People serve humanity. Why? Freely, without any expectations. Because in that service, you derive a special kind of happiness, which is very subtle, but which is long-lasting, which is very purifying, and which is highly relishable. The other thing is flickering. You're tasting, we are having it and already you're in anxiety. While trying to get this happiness, you're in anxiety. While holding on to it, you're in anxiety. I may lose it. And one promise is there. If you try to serve, you will never be out of a job. Because there is so much service. No one can say, I have no service. I remember one time we were in Kumbh Mela. And one German devotee walked in with a bag, with a baggage, and he kept there. He just came. He didn't know any other language other than German. And we didn't know nothing about German. So we were all there, so many devotees, and hundreds of sadhus were coming and going. And this person came. We don't even know his name. I still don't know his name. He came, and suddenly he saw that people were serving the sadhus. These devotees were serving sadhus, cooking and serving. Because one batch goes, another batch comes, and they were serving. And suddenly, few people left. The buckets were there, and nobody was there to serve. Everyone wanted, serve. Arey, khilao, khilao, but there was no one to serve. So this man saw, so he kept the bag, and he took up one bucket. He thought, maybe I'll serve. He just served. But then he looked that other buckets were empty, and practically after some time, nobody was there. He had 7 buckets and he was serving practically everything. And then he had to refill. People were refilling. So nobody was there. So he took it and went to refill. Then he realized, he didn't know. First time he has come, but he didn't know where the kitchen was. But somehow he went, found out where the kitchen was, at least did refilling. After doing refilling, then that got over. So cooking, nobody was there. Ultimately, somebody helped him to, this is the ingredient, this is it. In 3 days, he became the head cook. For the Kumbh Mela, he was the head cook. And after also helping to refill and serve, and still no one knew his name and the language. Who doesn't want a good servant? So, when we take pleasure in that, then we are the most happiest people. But unfortunately, we have come to this world not to give service, render service, but to take service. And Srimati Radharani is devotional service concentrate. There are 6 symptoms of devotional service. Kleshagni, Shubhada. There are 6, 3 stages. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, you get immediately, you start chanting and following principles, you get 2 benefits, as we have already discussed. Kleshagni and Shubhada. All inauspicious go away, all auspiciousness comes. And moksha lagutakrit sudurlabha, these are bhava bhakti. And prema bhakti, highest, has 2 qualities. Sandhrananda visheshatma. Sandhra means highly concentrated. When something is highly concentrated, density is very high, nothing can pass through. And the highest dense material is lead. PB. That is the chemistry name. PB. Lead. That's why it is used for X-ray. X-ray, when people do X-ray, they have this kind of a sheet which they put on top so that X-ray passes through the body. Right? But bone is very dense, therefore, but there are some X-rays pass through bones also. Thin bones, you can see actually is broken or not. But the lead is so thick that even X-ray doesn't pass. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is devotional service concentrate. Her whole body, her whole existence, every element, every molecule, every bit of her body is only thinking of how to please Krishna without anything, in return. She's concentrated devotional service. Nothing can pass through. No sense gratification. What is this X-ray? X-ray of sense gratification. I'm doing, but simultaneously, you know, subtle way. Subtle way we want name, fame, prestige at least. At least people should recognize. So that just to inspire others, they should know who has done, just so that they get inspired. But they should know, you see. But it's amazing that Srimati Radharani, and the nature of this love is, she feels that I'm not a devotee. I'm actually not a devotee. I have no devotion. The more you feel like this, it's a good sign. So, Sandhra, and therefore, Sri Krishna Akarshani. She attracts the love of Krishna. She attracts the attention of Krishna. He becomes so much attracted. So, I haven't spoken of any pastime. This morning, Gaur Gopal Prabhu made a very nice point. He said, two kinds of Radharani's service. One is pleasing the Lord. Another one is poshanam. He called it burnal. We are burning. So, you know, what's in it for me? So, this is pleasing Krishna. But what's in it for us? That we heard. The she jackal story. That was the burnal. And the other one he called it as rabdi. So, I will, if time permits, we will quote two rabdi stories, pastimes. How Srimati Radharani pleases Krishna. One, everyone may know, but it's a very interesting point. One time, Krishna called Narada Muni in Dwarka and he said, Narada, I have a severe headache. Narada Muni, Krishna, headache? Angani asa sakalendri virti manti. He says, no, I'm serious. I have a severe headache. So what can I do? How can I? Then he says, no problem. Just do one thing. There's only one medicine. I need the dust from the feet of my devotee. Please go and get it. So Narada went to Rukmini Devi. Asked. Little dust. Krishna has had. To be put on. What? Are you crazy? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose dust even Lakshmiji wants on her head, even Ananta wants on his head, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva wants on their head, and you want me to give my dust? Forget it. I'm an insignificant maid servant of his. I'm not going to give. Narada went to practically everyone and came back at the end of the day. He says, Lord, I went to everyone all over the universe. Nobody is giving. Krishna said, did you go to Braj? That's the one place I didn't go. You should have gone there also. Go there. And he went. And here, there were all the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. So they were Narada, very happy. Start serving Narada. Narada Muni says, you don't serve me first. Very important. I've come on a service. You do that first. So what is it? Krishna has a headache. Headache? What can we do about it? Can we do something about to relieve his headache? Yes, no problem. Only thing is you have to give the dust from your feet. Radharani immediately took out dust from her feet, gave it. And when all the gopis saw, follow the leader, they also scrubbed out a lot of dust. small packets. Emergency, tomorrow if he gets. Here is his talk. So, Narada was surprised and shocked. Oh, you are little innocent, coward girls. You just don't know what you're doing. This is the greatest offense to the Supreme Lord. Do you understand this? I said, what offense? Do you know what is the consequence? You will go to hell. We know it. You don't have to tell us. We know it. He's the Supreme Lord. We know we're going to hell. We don't mind eternally rotting in hell. If this dust from our feet can give relief to Krishna's headache, even for one moment. For one moment's relief from anxiety for Krishna, we are ready to go to hell. Now, we may have so many times heard this story, but actually think about what it means. Ready to go to hell to relieve your beloved from one moment of anxiety or headache. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once expressed to Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, how will all the souls be delivered in this world? That was Mahaprabhu's anxiety. Tyaktva sudushtyaja surepsita rajya lakshmim dharmishta arya vachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daita epsita anvadhavat. Out of great compassion, he renounced his family. Loving mother like Sachimata, so chaste, most beautiful and chaste and wonderful wife like Vishnupriya. He left everything, and wonderful associates like Shivas, who were ready to give their life for him. Son died, but Shivas was not willing to stop Mahaprabhu's pleasure even for 1 second. He told his wife, even if you want to cry, cry softly. If Mahaprabhu hears in the next room and his enjoyment is stopped even for a second, I will give up my life. Okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can I give up this kind of associates? How can I give up my mother? How can I give up such a wonderful wife? And especially these kind of associates. He rejected all that because his anxiety, his headache, transcendental headache of course, was anvadhavat, running behind the conditioned souls. How will they be delivered? This was his anxiety. And he expressed this to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur said, don't worry, my Lord. You have introduced the process of chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and we will go and distribute it. When we chant it loudly, even the trees will be delivered. The animals will be delivered. In fact, when we go in the jungle and chant the holy name, we hear the vibration. We hear the reverberation or the reflection of the sound. It is not the reflection. It's actually the trees chanting, my Lord. And Haridas Thakur, to relieve Mahaprabhu's anxiety, was ready to go to hell. Risk his life. Beaten in the marketplaces for, 22 marketplaces. No one had survived beating in 2 marketplaces. Ready to go to hell just to relieve Mahaprabhu of his anxiety. Similarly, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his headache, transcendental headache, his anxiety was to how will the message of Mahaprabhu, Prithivi te ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoye mona. I have done 64 Gaudiya Mats all over India, but I wanted to spread all over the Western world. He sent his disciples, sannyasi disciples, who tried and came back. And they took some photographs and said, yeah, it's successful, we went to this. But this Lord Jetland says, impossible, we can't give up. Anyway, we tried. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very appreciative. At least you people went and came back. Very nice. Srila Prabhupada understood the mood. And he was ready to leave Radha Damodar in Vrindavan and go to hell. Go to hell. Actually, New York Bowery. It was hell. Crazy guys, somebody is stealing his typewriter also, somebody is trying to beat him up, kill him in an overdose of drug. What the hell? But he was ready to do it just to relieve the headache of his Guru Maharaj. And therefore, such personalities are so, Krishna is attracted by them. What is the proof? The proof is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, told so many of his intimate associates, I am captured by your, I am captured in your heart. And whomever you glance, whomever you desire, they become devotees. I cannot but fulfill your desire, even though I feel that they are not qualified. When Radharani recommends someone, Krishna can't refuse. Krishna can't refuse. Because it is recommended by somebody. Even in this material world we know. Big man, you can't even go and see. But if you have a contact, good contact. And, acha, who is that? Dekh lo sab, bahut acha aadmi hai. Theek hai, chalo, andar le jao. Just because I know you and you know him, therefore, okay. I don't know him, but I know you and you know him. Actually, Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, anyone who is connected with you, your tailor, your maid servant, this, that, whoever, anyone who is directly, indirectly connected to you, everyone is so dear to me. Why? Because I have become indebted. Na paraye ham. Niravadya samyujam. What you have done, O gopis, what you have done, I cannot reciprocate even in a lifetime of Brahma. Because you have left your parents, you have left your brothers, you have left your all your associates. And I am coming and enjoying with you, of course. But I have not left my parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. I have not left Balaram. I have not left my gopas and gopis. I have promised in the Gita, Yayatamam Prapadyante. If you so much, I will also do so much. But what you have done, all social barriers, all religious barriers, nothing you have considered with sole consideration of pleasing me. Everything else you have put as secondary, which I can't do. I can't do. Krishna, this Shadaishwarya Purna Bhagavan, he says, I am indebted. Debit ho gaya. And now, because I am indebted, whatever you say, I have to say, yes, sir. Paisa nahi diya na, ab ye karo. Karna hi padega. Indebted. And therefore, anything such great devotees even think or express, because they have no other desire. Sandhrananda. Their only existence is nothing but how to please Krishna. Even their desire, like Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, Narasingha said, you have suffered enough, come, let's go. When Narasingha wanted to go, he wanted to take Prahlad also. Prahlad said, no, my Lord. How can I, until the time that one fool is remaining here, I have a job, because that will be your anxiety, your headache. Why these people are not coming? And therefore, I am ready to stay in hell and to continue to do that activity which will give you some relief from your transcendental headache. So we understand this is the mood of the gopis. And anyway, there's another very beautiful pastime, but it's a little late. We'll stop in another 5 minutes. Now, so one of these mercy that Srimati Radharani has showed is that connection to devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita we see, Mahatma Anastumam Partha Devim Prakriti Mashrita, basic devotional service, which is the connection to Krishna, which is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Second thing is Srimad Bhagavatam Anayaradhito Naparayeham. By that aradhana, by that worship, Krishna becomes indebted. Of course, we can't do it. We can follow in the footsteps of those great souls who did and try to do something to get the attention of Krishna. Some way. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing but Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna exhibited through Mahaprabhu's activities and his thoughts. And does anyone know what is the last chapter of Antya Leela? The culmination. It is called the Shikshashtakam prayers. Gita ends in Sarvadharman Parityajya. Surrender unto me. Bhagavatam begins with Dharma Projita Kaitavatra. Sarvadharman Parityajya. And builds up in the 10th canto to and in the 10th canto, in the Rasa Panchadhyaya, to the gopis' love for Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with Srimati Radharani's love, how he has come, especially in the Adilila chapter 7. That Bhandara, storehouse of love of God, not only was plundered by the Panchatattva, but freely distributed. And how he distributed, that is the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at the end, last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the crest, at the end, are these 8 prayers. These prayers are not only, Mahaprabhu gave it long back when he was preaching, as for preaching. This is how you should advance in devotional service. But in those days, with Lalita and Vishakha, in the form of Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, he was relishing every bit of this service, these verses. And therefore, if you really want to understand Radharani's mercy, taking the mood of Srimati Radharani, when you take the mood, you cannot avoid the effulgence. Gaur Govind Maharaj explains very nicely. When mango is unripe, it is green. But after becoming ripe inside, it has to become yellow. Ever seen a mango which is fully ripe, but outside is green? Yeah, Kali Yuga people may make something like that. Perverted. Since I don't see any hand coming up, mostly all of you are part of Kali Yuga, where anything is available in any color, any shape. Unfortunate, but that's not the natural thing. So when Krishna, the enjoyer, therefore in that mood he is Shyama, Shyam Sundar. But when he took the mood of Srimati Radharani of not enjoying, but serving, simply serving, the whole mood was so strong that he could not avoid the effulgence. It had to manifest outside. And therefore he became, just like we say, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. He became Gauranga. Gaur Sundar. From Shyam Sundar, he became Gaur Sundar. From the mood of supreme enjoyer, Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam, he became the supreme enjoyed, relishing and distributing. So, and he says the Shikshastakam prayers. And Sachinandan Maharaj, very nicely, he says, this Shikshashtakam prayer is nothing but a roadmap to lead to prema. It's a roadmap. It's like from if I want to go from here to Pune, from here I go to first Chembur, from there to New Bombay, from there to Khopoli, and then Lonavala, Nigidi, and Pune. So, it is a roadmap, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's roadmap to lead us to prema, which he has come to give freely, without any, and anyone can do it because he hasn't considered any qualification. In the first verse, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhavama, 7 processes are given, 7 benefits of chanting. 7 benefits, which invariably accrues to anyone who takes this. So, the glories of the holy name. Krishna, say Mahaprabhu relished the name and gave the holy name. Nija Sarva Shakti. Everything, all Krishna along with his love, everything is there in that name. This is the revelation of Radharani. This is the gift. The holy name. Nam Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu says, Sei dware achandale kirtana sanchare nama prema mala ganthi paraila samsare. Thus he spread kirtan even amongst untouchables. He wove a wreath of holy name and prema with which he garlanded the entire material world. He wove a wreath, that means a garland, of holy name and prema, by which he garlanded the entire material world. So this naam, within the naam is the prema. Srimati Radharani is all that love, all that mercy is there within the holy name. Therefore, what can it do? All auspiciousness, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni, Shriya Kairava, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Vardhanam, everything you'll get. Purna Amrita Aswadanam, eternal life, a bliss. And then in the second verse, he says, even though the mercy is there, I have no taste for it. Even though powerful magnet is there, because this iron heart is rusted, I am not attracted. Namnamakari bahudani ja sarvashakti tatrarpitani etadrishi tava kripa. So merciful, so simple. Bhagavan mama api durdaivam. What is the unfortunate part? Iham jani na anuraga. But I have no taste. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, in the mood of Krishna, in the mood of Shri, he tells us, what is our unfortunate situation? See, when you become fortunate and then you don't utilize that good fortune, you are super misfortunate. If somebody didn't have a diamond, unfortunate. But somebody got a diamond and out of callousness lost it, super misfortune. So, what is it due to? Na anuraga. Why? He says, it is only because of offenses. Gross, subtle, whatever. But it's basically because of offenses. Therefore, the third thing he says, in the third shloka, he says, how to overcome offensive chanting. This verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, is most important. As a locket, one should wear it around the necklace of the holy name. Trinadapi suni chena taruriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Trinadapi means you have to become humble. That means you have to give up the false ego, which is the biggest problem. And sahishnuta, that means tolerance, which is born out of gratitude, which is born out of compassion. If there is no gratitude, where is the question of you keep on complaining. You don't tolerate. You can't tolerate even a little. Why it is like this? Why it's like this? First of all, you rascal, you don't deserve to come here. Suppose there is a beggar begging on the street and someone stops the car and gives him a key. There are three keys here. One key is to the gate. One key is to the flat in Pali Hill. Big bungalow, single bungalow, and the third one is to the car, Mercedes brand, which is parked. And he goes inside the house, he goes there. And color should have been actually lightish pink. I don't know why he put bluish. I don't like blue, you know, light blue. Pink is the thing I love. These people, I don't know. You don't deserve anything. You're sitting on the street. Now you got a bungalow in Pali Hill with a car and with a servant and with a bank balance, everything. And you're complaining about the color of the wall. So if we actually understand how fortunate we have been, then we won't complain. Hopefully we'll tolerate. Of course, these are very tall order. We can begin somewhere at least. And indifference to worldly honors, that is forgiving. Unless we develop forgiving, it's very difficult. And genuine respect for others, which means through appreciation. I would like to just read. I recently came across a wall plate which talk about it. The heading was human relations. But I don't know whether that person who wrote it really understands the depth and the gravity of the statement that he made. But if you have Mahaprabhu's philosophy, you know a lot of things. He says, human relations, the most important six words, I admit I made a mistake. In human relations, These are the most important 6 words. I admit I made a mistake. That means humbly accept. Put off your ego aside. If you made a mistake, accept it. Rather than trying to justify, create a whole philosophy. The most important 5 words. I am proud of you. That means appreciation. Somebody has done something, I'm really proud of you. The most important 4 words. What is your opinion? Which is the last consideration. My way or the highway. Things are so efficient. There is no problem here. Why? Anyone, problem is out. So that is respect. I respect your opinion. You have an opinion, you have a way, and I understand. I can accommodate. The most important 3 words. If you please. That means, you are my master, I am your servant in this relationship. I am here to serve you. If you please. I am asking you for some service. I shouldn't be asking because I am your servant. But still, if you please. The most important 2 words. Thank you. Most often, most rarely used. That's an expression of gratitude in a relationship. Thank you for all that you have done. It is so, people, we so conveniently forget all the good. And like a fly, only focus on one little mistake. And blow it up so much in front of our eyes that everything else becomes covered. Sun-like good qualities are there. And so much service we have accepted. But one little coin, 1 rupee coin, if held too close to the eyes, can cover the sun also. Most important 1 word. Not sorry. I'm sorry. We. Not I. One person was giving an example. Today's world, sometimes you see football players, you know. There are different positions. There are 11 players. Goalkeeper, and then you have backy, and then center, and center forward. And then the center forward, that is on the last. And he gets the ball, and he kicks the goal. And you see, when a person kicks the ball into the goal in a national football championship, especially in the last part of the game, you see him just coming into the center of the field and performing a free dance for everyone's benefit. And everyone is, yeah. And this person is fully all of himself. How easily we forget that 10 other people are responsible for struggling, fighting against all odds to bring the ball to this place near your feet and keeping the goalkeeper engaged by some other technique so that you can just kick it inside. But you take so much credit and you conveniently forget, take all the credit and you forget. I put the ball into the goal. Similarly, whatever devotional service we have done, so many people are responsible indirectly, indirectly. But we so conveniently forget. Conveniently forget. And suddenly, we become the center of every. And you perform a nice dance. Rather than running and embracing and expressing our gratitude to every member, it is our success. We did it. I was just the last person to just kick it. But it's you who struggled actually to bring it at this point. This is the most important 1 word is we. And the least important 1 word is I. Especially the ego part. We means totally dependence. Dependence on Krishna, dependence on the parampara, dependence on Guru, dependence on each other. So, That is Trinadapi Sunichena. Because unless we have this consciousness, invariably we offend. We will end up offending. And offending is very dangerous. Because we may lose that connection for a long time. Who knows how long. Therefore, Srimati Radharani, through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is giving us a kavach for protection against offenses to maintain the mercy in the form of the holy name and its connection. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then your service becomes a pratihata. Sada. Otherwise you stop for some time because of offenses. You will lose the taste. You lose the connection. But then after apratihata is taken care, if you follow all this, then, you know, sada kirtaniya sadahari. But for that service, you also need a haituki. Therefore, he gives the next verse. That is, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani shvare, bhavatat bhakti rahaituki. So this is the encourages the devotee to give up material motivation and secondly approach selfless devotion. First gross and gradually even the subtler ones. When Mahaprabhu cleansed Gundicha, this is Srimati Radharani showing how to make your heart as good as hers so that Lord Jagannath will happily come, attracted by the pull of that devotion. And then, in the next verse, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, the Lord, in a role of a conditioned soul, throws himself at the Lord's feet, confessing his helplessness and the need for special mercy. Days like this, it's a wonderful opportunity to throw ourselves at the feet of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and beg for the need, desperately express our need for causeless mercy. And in the sixth verse, Nayanam Galadashudarya, he prays for genuine bhava or a divine love. When will the day come? Gauranga bolite have pulaka sharir, hari hari bolite nayane have neer. And in the last two verses, Yugayitam Nimeshena, Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam. Without Krishna, the whole world will seem a dreary void. As the Pandavas, Yudhishthir Maharaj, the moment he heard Krishna is gone, what is this world for? What is this kingdom for? Unrivaled kingdom of the world. I don't want. Immediately, he enthroned Maharaj Parikshit and with giving up everything, like a madman, without speaking, simply started walking towards the north, including all the five brothers. Therefore, that Krishna, who is not found by yogis who go to the forest to meditate, to get the darshan of the Lord, that Lord was attracted to the house of Yudhishthira Maharaj and serving them in all different capacities. Narada Muni said, how fortunate are you, Pandavas, headed by Yudhishthira Maharaj. That Supreme Lord, whom everyone is aspiring to be attracted to, is attracted by you and stays in your house, serving you in all different capacities, as a messenger, as a servant, as a friend, as an advisor, as a counselor. That is attraction. Shunya itam jagat sarvam. If there is no Krishna, it's like a dead body without a soul. Abominable. In the service of the Lord, we can use anything, but without that, we are not interested. Only thing is, we are concentrated anything connected with Krishna. And finally, Ashlishyava Padaratam. This particular is elaborately explained by Chaitanya Charitam in the last verse, where how a chanter becomes a follower of Srimati Radharani and worships Krishna as a resident of Vraj in the mood of Vipralamba and Sambhoga. And as a servant of the servant of the servant. So to conclude, today is the most auspicious day. Still, I claim, I still emphatically say, if we understand through Radharani's mention in Bhagavad Gita, Daivim Prakriti Mashrita, our connection with Krishna, how to get connected, and through Krishna, Radharani's mention in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how to serve. And through Shikshastakam in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, concluding in Chaitanya, Radharani's mood of what should be the attitude while rendering that service, and how to gradually develop systematically, scientifically, step by step, come to that platform where one day, hopefully, by Radharani's mercy and our sincerity of purpose, we may attract the mercy of Srimati Radharani and we may take full advantage of the auspiciousness that this day and that this great personality has to offer. Of course, it is very easy to speak sitting on a Vyasasan if you are prepared for nice 3 days and putting some nice masala to keep the audience entertained and occupied. But it's very, very, what we are speaking is very, very high. Don't get discouraged if the order was very tall. But have full faith. We should have full faith in the mercy of Srimati Radharani coming through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu mercy coming through Srila Prabhupada in such a wonderful, clear and authoritative way, which we can easily accept. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam. Now we'll have kirtan. Let us fall at the feet of Srimati Radharani and pray that she may give her mercy, that we may serve Krishna one day in a way that he is pleased and attracted. Hare Krishna.